All right, I'll release first the unprepared message. Always have the unprepared one, the appetizer, before the main meal. So as I was just preparing this morning, I was just, you know, one thing we learned about Mark from the sessions in Life Group, hearing God's voice. Is everyone blessed by that sessions?
Amen.
Who's blessed by that session? Say amen.
Amen.
Who doesn't know what we're talking about? Say amen. Wow, okay, everybody knows what they're talking about. All right, never mind. All right, or Kevin Conner, who's afraid of getting caught? Yeah, okay. So one thing about Mark Verkler said is that in the morning, be very sensitive to what Holy Spirit is saying, and sometimes you get a spontaneous song. So I asked Holy Spirit for a song today, and the song is The Steadfast Love. So, and it's tied into to today's message, right? Because we always we know this very well, right? God's mercy is great, it's new every morning and all this, right? So let's sing it first. All right. Worship team, I'm gonna make you work today. 1, 2, 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
The steadfast love.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Sing it as a prayer one last time.
The steadfast love.
Yes, Lord, we receive. We acknowledge your love. It never ceases. It is eternal.
His mercies never come to end.
Daily we can come to you and your mercy is fresh.
New every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Holy Spirit, Lord, we just declare again our dependence on you. Truly today, we just surrender ourselves totally to you. We yield ourselves to you 100%, and we depend on you, Lord. When you speak, when you lead, we follow. And when you follow, we become more and more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And as I was preparing today, you know, the word mercy just highlights to me like really, really big. And so I just begin to ask, Lord, what else about all your mercy that you are revealing? Sure, there are some people here. Today you come, you may be not at the best state, either sicknesses, illnesses, or family problems, or whatever it is, life problems. You can come to the and receive the mercy of God. He will release you. As we sang today, He will break those chains.
Amen.
He will break those chains. Just
Amen.
Come to Him. Just come to Him. And maybe then there is also this part of the mercy of God where He loves us so much, He doesn't want us to be in the same ordinary state or the same cycle of defeat. But this kind of cycle of defeat, it's because of choices that we make or choices that we are not making that God has been prodding, because Jesus promises that each and every one of us should be living or receiving abundant life. But we are not, or there are some areas that we are not. So the mercy of God here is that He is still speaking, He is still convicting, He is still correcting. Amen. Because conviction is not condemnation, it is the mercy of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Maybe
you.
Last week when Pastor Ludwig shared about the revelation of the cross, there were some people that had, wow, really great stirring to want to come out. But there is this thing about almost, I'm just almost, but then I'll just continue to sleep. Or maybe 2 weeks ago when we talk about remembering what God has done, and out of that, you want to have a faith arising. And then you want to, or maybe there was a tug for you to come out for prayer, but you just almost, but you didn't. Maybe there's a lot of almost in our lives. And it's strange, isn't it? Almost is just as good as nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Almost is just as good as nothing. I'm not talking about us trying to be, you know, do well in our studies and all this. You know, this is the result, so we're almost there. No, I'm not talking about that. I know all of us, in our understanding, we try as best as can. Yes, that one is correct. But this one is about the whole almost making that decision. Maybe you think, you try to say, oh, because it's the atmosphere, so my emotions a bit stirred. So then I almost, but then something just pulled me back and I didn't do it. I don't know. That, again, this word almost as well. And if some of you know what golf is about and you played golf before, when you tell someone, I almost got a hole in one, those that play golf know that it's nothing. It's like that. It's that close. Nah, it's impressive. Your ball can land on the, what we call the green. But you say almost hole in one, but not. Almost. Okay, so I'm just coming back again to this mercy of God. A lot of, maybe I'm speaking to myself as well. There are some almost, or times that I almost made a decision, but didn't.
Yeah.
And it is the mercy of God that He gives us a lot of almost, right? But the next time you want to try again, that's the mercy of God. He gives us another chance, another circumstance to change that almost to, I don't know, to yes, okay. I don't know, I thought one to be very fancy with my English, to mostly, I don't know, to all, right? To all the way, yeah. All right? So that's the, I call it the unprepared sermon / fresh bread for today, that maybe some of us are having this almost. Let's push it that slightly more and say yes to God.
Amen.
Just surrender all to God.
In the name
Amen.
Of
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for Your great mercy in our lives. Lord, whatever we are struggling through today, Lord, the songs has already declared that our chains are broken. We thank You for Your mercy.
Amen.
For this powerful God that just breaks us, releases us from our bondages, releases us from this cycle of defeat. We thank You, Lord. And Lord, we also want to acknowledge this mercy that You are still speaking to us. You are still changing us. You still desire us to make that decision. You have not stopped convicting us. You have not stopped correcting us. You have not stopped rebuking us. We just want to thank You for that mercy as well. That part of the mercy of God, Lord. And Lord, as people begin to make a decision in their hearts right now, You know who are making this decision. And Lord, we just declare a breakthrough in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Release in Jesus' name. Let them fulfill their destiny that You have set for them right now. We thank You, Lord. We praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Another word of knowledge that I want to release is pain in the bottom of the right leg. I don't know. Bottom of right leg. Okay, I'll just release that today, but we'll pray at the end. Okay,
Thank you, Lord. Hopefully it's already healed when Pastor already declared resurrection life. Amen?
Amen.
And if you healed, then give testimony. All right? Give testimony. Because testimony basically is a way to thank God again. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm flowing this theme about remembering God, not forgetting His benefits, and thanking. Right? The heart of gratefulness. Hopefully last fortnight, talking about remembering that it had created a bit of the spirit of gratefulness in us, and that spirit of gratefulness comes out with spirit of praise and thanks, and then faith arises. Amen. But then, if we don't know, how can we remember what we're supposed to know? So there's a lot more to know from the Word of God, but whatever we have experienced, remember. And whatever we are experiencing now, which is what I will share today, keep remembering that God is still knocking, still convicting, still speaking to us. It's up to us to listen to Him. It's up to us to make decision to change. Amen? All right, let's go to the next slide. So, just change gear a little bit, okay? We want to... Today's theme, or my theme... from now on is basically, it's about praising and thanking our Heavenly Father for what He's doing. So I want to start with this, about giving praise and thanks always to God. And I want to read Psalms 104 and 5. Daniel, if I can get my slides up. But some of us already know. If you're already there, let's just read it. 1, 2, 3. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. And into His courts with praise, be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. So let's sing Count Your Blessings. All right, you all still know this song? I think it's a Sunday school song or something, but I don't know. This song just came up. All right, and then we're going to connect with Come Into His Courts with. All right, 1, 2, 3. Our blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. All the oldies are singing. The blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. One more time. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, say that God has done. God has done. Come into His courts with thanksgiving in my heart and give Him praise. Come into His courts with thanksgiving in our heart. Your voices raise, give glory and honor and power unto Him. Jesus, the name. Come into His presence, thanksgiving in our hearts, and give Him praise, and give Him praise. Come into His presence, thanksgiving in our hearts, our voices raise, give glory and honor and power unto Him. Jesus, the name Lord. Okay, so have you ever wondered what's the difference between praise and thanksgiving? Okay, nobody wonder. Okay, you already got the revelation. Great.
Please
okay, because for me, I did have this question before, right? And then we did the Bill Johnson lessons. I don't know if you all remember. It's about, 3 years ago, something quite long. 2017. Thank you, Pastor Ludwig. Right? The difference is praise is when we praise for who God is, right? We give praise for who God is. So He's the Almighty Father. We praise Him. He's our Savior. We praise Him, right? And praise, I'm not going to go into it today, but Hebrew has a few translations. Maybe Pastor Ludwig can do a bit more Hebrew word, exposition for us, right? Apparently there's 8 or 10 different meanings in the Hebrew, right? And then the picture is, sometimes it's when you are cheering for your favorite team. Like yesterday, I think for the Eagles fan, maybe not so much cheer, right? If you're watching, right? Or maybe the cricket, right? If you're watching, Australia's doing very well. So you're like, yeah, okay? That kind of praise, okay? Then there's the one where it's a little child saying, Daddy, carry me. Like, you know, that kind of, you know, I want. That kind also is a picture of praise, right? You just want. Or there is shouting, that's the kind of praise, or music, then there's the music part of it. But sometimes, like for me, I mean, being a young Christian last time, I thought praise means songs, right? Praise just means singing songs. But it's a lot more than that, because praise can also be a part of worshiping as well, all right? So there's many aspects of praise, but we're not going to do that. And then second thing is thanksgiving is specifically almost is for, or the definition is for what He has done, right? Just like when someone does something nice to you, you thank them. You receive something, you thank them, right? So we thank God for the salvation He's given to us, okay? We praise for the Savior and we thank Him for saving us. It's almost like, all right, but I don't want to dwell in the definition. Whether it's praise or thanksgiving, the command is we have to praise and thank God. Praise and thank Him always, right? Yeah. Always give thanks, right? One of the things that Pastor always encourages is that when we are doing things, ask Holy Spirit, what's the lesson here, right? So Mark Verkel also says, doesn't mean you miss your morning devotion time, you can't hear from God. Oh, my day is very bad and all that, right? Have you all gone through session 6? I think that's what we did this week, right? It's about, okay, all the time we can hear from God. All the time we can commune with the Holy Spirit. This is what Pastor Machin is trying to encourage us to do. Not just during Sunday morning, church in the, you know, the 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. slot, all right? Not just at that time. All the time when you're doing something, ask Holy Spirit, what's the lesson here? What's the spiritual lesson? So, my spiritual lesson is, right? Obviously, when Zion cries, there's only 3 things. He's sleepy, he wants a feed, or he needs to be changed. Now, sleepy, easy. I mean, for him, it's easy. Just carry a while, go to sleep. But you need to time it right, when to put down. That's the difficult part. Feeding, I can't do anything, so mommy, hungry, right? And then the last one is changing. So as I was changing Zion, right? So I was just, I don't know, I just was talking to the Holy Spirit because you've done a few changes. Not to say I'm expert, I still a bit slow compared to my wife, right? But then I asked, then suddenly this spontaneous thought came. Wouldn't it be interesting if Zion could already speak, okay? And this is what he would thank us for, right? For both is, oh, thank you, mommy, for feeding me. That's it, because that's all he sees. Thank you, daddy, for changing me, because that's all he sees. Thank you for carrying me and putting me to sleep, right? That's all he sees, right? Now, one thing he doesn't realize is the other things that we had to do, right, in preparation for his coming, right? Okay, things like, for example, he may just think, oh, thank you for putting me to sleep. Where did the bed come from? Where did that comfortable mattress come from? He doesn't know that. He just know, this is my bed. Nice. Right? Amy had to go through what you call that confinement period, right? That 1 month, eating nutritious food. Now, for Amy, that was not say a struggle as in the confinement food was not nice, but the struggle is she can't eat certain foods. right? And for us who knows Amy well, that's a struggle, right? So Zion doesn't see that sacrifice that mommy has to make so that she can provide nutritious milk for Zion, right? Right? Can you see this? Okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So what's the point here? So for us, we can thank God for what we know He has done, right? But when we praise Him, not only do we praise for who He is, whatever revelation we get, but when you praise Him, things that we don't realize He does, okay, that is all included. For example, I'm not saying I'm Father God, okay? Zion can say, thank you, Daddy, for this or this or this. Or if I buy him a new toy, he can say, thank you. But on Father's Day coming up, right, then he will say, wow, Daddy, you are such a good dad. Now, that's a praise. Because he's not giving thanks for something specific. He's just saying, you're such a good dad. You take care of me. I don't know what else you did, but you take good care of me. So when we give praise to God, when we continually praise God, because I'm not giving thanks, and then we try to do it of our own mind. It's like, what else to thank God for? And it's like, finish already, end of the list. So what? Oh, we'll go back up, and then go back up, like that. But when we praise Him, there's going to be a lot more what He's going to do, or what He has already done, we just don't realize. And then we praise God, you are truly great. You are truly all-powerful, all-knowing. And all this, when you declare this, you're actually saying, God, I know this is who you are, what you're capable of, and that's why I'm good in you, in that sense. All right, do you understand? Okay, so that's my revelation, okay? Maybe should we sing? Yeah, maybe you play, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. Maybe we sing once, at least. Thank you, Lord.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
It's a be it's early Father's Day wish to our Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I'm perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all.
Because of who you are, and when we are in Christ, we will know who we are in Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Get back my slides, Daniel, sorry. All right, so just to recap again, right, that from 2 weeks ago was to appreciate what God has done, right? We got to remember how we were before so that now we know where we are at, right? That transition, and that we have to realize all that we receive right now, it's a gift, you know, power to make wealth, right? Being able to see, being able to walk, being able to hear His voice, all this, right, that we're receiving. And all that we receive is what we needed, especially the current word, the now word for us. So we got to search for Him all the time, because
if we don't think that we need it, then we will not seek for it. Then we don't appreciate it whenever it's being released. Okay? And then the last one is, all that we receive was paid with a high price, because when Jesus died on the cross, not only we get our salvation, but he sent the Holy Spirit so that we can speak to him, we can receive his voice. Amen? All right, so today's one is that, what can we thank him for is, number one, for what he... Oh, sorry. One, two, three. For what he has done. Okay? So we did Psalms 103 the last time about what God has done. So today, let's read from Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. Okay? Specifically, verse 3. Oh, since verse 3 is there, let's read that one together first while Daniel gets the other one. One, two, three. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, blessed, is that past tense or present tense? Past tense. If only the Malaysian kids were here, they can learn their English. Right? Past tense, we receive it. Or, more accurately, is that God has already released it. It's just up to it to tap into it, okay, and receive it. All right? So he's already done it, but it's still up to us to actually tap into it. All right. Then let's read to other things that are in the past tense as well. So verse 4, Daniel. Everyone read together. One, two, three. Just as he chose. Stop. So chose. Yeah. Okay. Is that past tense?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So he has chosen us so that we are not frozen, okay? Number 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Another English question. Say out the past tense word in here.
Predestined.
Very good. Okay, next. So if you want, you can, in your Bible, you can already, number 1, this is a blessing, right? Number 2, number 3, and so on, okay? Okay, so keep going. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Okay? So the past tense word here is?
Accepted.
Next. Who's our beloved? Okay. I feel like I'm doing Sunday school right now. Okay. In him we have redemption through
his blood,
but the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So here got no past tense word, but you know that we have been redeemed. We have been forgiven. Okay, next. Which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Which means we can receive his wisdom. Right? One of the things we learned by the church, Uncle Hawk helped me, by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God. So when we come into his... Okay, once again. Okay, the one that was in New Testament church. It says that by his church, everyone repeat.
By his church.
Okay, Revelation and New Testament church say. By his church,
he made known the manifold wisdom of God.
The manifold wisdom of God. Everyone say.
The manifold wisdom of God.
Okay, next. All right, one, two, three. Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So past tense word here is? Made known. Okay, so it's been revealed. Next. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Keep going. I think we better go quickly now. In him we have also attained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption, the purchased possession, to the praise of glory? Go back to verse 13, okay? I just give you this because this is what Pastor always repeats to us. This is the key to the book of Ephesians, okay? is you were, everyone repeat the last verse there, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Okay? So I'm not going to go too much in that. Next one, for what he is doing. All right? And things that we are learning now in the book of Revelation from chapter 1 to 3 is that for those in the Revelation class, what is the outline?
Seven churches with Christ in the midst.
Okay. One thing we learn is that the seven lampstands, which is the vision that John got, represents the seven churches, which represent us. Very good. Uncle Donna, thank you. Okay. All right. So we see here that when this vision was given, basically the interpretation is that Jesus is measuring, Jesus is ministering, and Jesus is still speaking to his body.
Amen.
All right. This vision is not like we talk about Book of Revelation last time. Again, when I was a young Christian, I thought, oh, Book of Revelation means not yet. Everything is like going to come. But it's not. It's actually from the past to what he's doing now and also the coming. Okay? All right. So I can also sing, I'm building a people of power, but never mind, we won't sing, okay? We got to keep going. All right, so next verse, okay? So there, okay, what is Jesus measuring, right? I just give you a summary of the seven churches. There's a few things that Jesus points out, right? So I would say that this is from Google, okay? But I checked the content, all right? So this is kind of the summary, the 5 points about what Jesus is measuring, okay, or what he's looking for in us. Is there, A, everyone read together, Christ-centered worship. So let's check with ourselves. Is what we do Christ-centered? When we worship, when we come together, is Christ what we focus on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number two, faithful obedience. Are we obeying his word? All right, are we obeying? Are we seeking his word wholeheartedly? Right? Keep going. C is endurance. D, pursuit of truth. And E, repentance of sin. All right, so are we looking for more? Right? Pursuing truth. Are we looking for more? Again, advertising for Revelation class. Are we looking for more? All right, so when we receive things from God, right? Are we just saying, how are we deciding it? Are we deciding it based on what our preference is? Because when God convicts us, right, we become uncomfortable, we become inconvenienced, we become corrected. Sometimes that's not very nice. But do we seek to worship him? Do we seek, let me put it this way. We can say we want to do the will of God. We can say, no, Christ is my all. Yes, I want to understand more, but do our actions represent that? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? So, and every time that God speaks to us, what is our response back? Okay? That's basically the... And remember that conviction is the mercy of God. It's not condemnation, all right? So keep going. Next one. All right. So what else is Jesus doing? So in Hebrews 7:25, right, it says here that, read the bottom, 1, 2, 3. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Now, Jesus is continually interceding for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you think that's a very, very, that's a good response? That's what the whole thing is about. Thank you, Lord. Some of us may be a new revelation. Jesus is praying for us. We think praying is coming to God. I speak. This is my problem. Help me. And then we go away. Right? But pastor say what? Praying is, from this morning?
Communicating.
Communion, right? Commune. Can we say commune? Commune, all right? So Jesus is also interceding and praying, and that's current, right? So whatever we are going through, Jesus is praying for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and then last one. So, I forgot to put here, like, this is what, from pastor, especially for evangel, right? The first half of the year, this has been repeated, right? This verse from 2 Corinthians 13:14. So I'm sure you know this very well, that God right now is outpouring His Spirit. Everyone say, outpouring,
outpouring.
His Spirit.
His Spirit.
Okay, and He's pouring these three key things. Is everyone say, love,
love.
Grace,
grace,
and communion.
Communion.
All right, so the love, what is that love for? Love of God, what is it for? Right, let's think about it. God says all this, what is it for? It's so that we are drawn to that love. So that we are pursuing greater intimacy. So everyone say, love. Leading to greater intimacy with Him. And for those that went to the camp and did Book of Solomon, that was basically what it's all about, right? Okay? Let God's love draw us to Him even more, okay? Knowing that this God of ours is a God of love, then we want to go and be with Him. Amen?
Amen?
All right, everyone say grace.
Grace.
Okay, grace leading to change, okay? Grace, we know, not only unmerited favor, but power to overcome sin or power to live a holy life.
Amen.
All right? So, we don't do it our own strength. Whatever we are being convicted of, we don't say, I must change this. Like, yes, you make that decision, but after that, Lord, help me. And when, as you already prayed that, then you say, thank you, Lord, I'm becoming better. Thank you, Lord, by your grace, I can do this. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord, when I get, I will overcome this and so on and so on. Yeah? All right? So then there is a thing of being humble, right? When asking the grace of God to change. Amen?
Amen.
All right, last one, communion. It's communion leading to partnership, all right? Now, if you all still have your announcement out, the 7 questions are there. The last question, what is that? Everyone read together. The last question that is in your announcement. 1, 2, 3. Jesus or Jesus work with me. So when we talk about partnership, this is not Willie's partnership, okay? I come something with on the table, and then the other party come with the table, and then we compromise or we discuss and all this, right? But this partnership is different. It's, right? Here's how practically, okay? I'm speaking with myself. I plan to do this, and then after I go, Holy Spirit, please bless it. But it's my plan. It's my plan. Holy Spirit, I want to do this. And then, can you help me? Can you bless me? Right? Can you bless me? But can we turn it around? Or pastor is now thinking, consult Holy Spirit first. Holy Spirit, what should I do?
Amen.
And then when we get the strategy, this is how you do it, then ask for grace, help me to do it.
Amen.
Can you see the difference?
Yes.
It's still partnership, right? One is almost like a negative partnership where Holy Spirit, this is what I want to do. Please bless it. Please bless it. Okay? And then you do. And then when it doesn't work out and you get in trouble, who do you blame?
Yeah,
you blame God, right? You say, how come never bless one? Okay, sorry. That's very Malaysian of me, right? How come never work out one? Right? But because it's your own plan. Just like we learned from Mark Werkler, the Israelite in the end says, we don't want you to speak to us. You send Moses. Oh, we want a king. We don't want, quote unquote, we don't want you as our king. We want a king because all the nations have kings. How come we don't have one? Right? No, they didn't say that. All right? That's the Malaysian version, okay? Right? Can you see here, sometimes if you reflect back, then are there things we are holding on and we say, God, why didn't this work out? And you hold a little bit of bitterness. Maybe it's not as major as making you black side, but you hold a little bit, but a little bit, then it's going to be manifest at the right time, right? So maybe now, sorry, I'm talking about thanking God and praising Him, but maybe God has already spoken to you. It's like, those things is, you went out and did it, right? I told you not to. That was that conviction, but you didn't listen because it's your plan. And then you say, and then I asked for prayer for it, and then It didn't work out. Then you blame God. So maybe the things didn't work out as well is the mercy of God. Again, you never know. You never know, all right? So praise and thank the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Sorry, I'm losing you all now. Okay, so conclusion. Let's be thankful. What can we be thankful for? Everyone, number one is what I have already received, okay, that's the past, right? Or past tense. Number two, what I have now, which is in the presence. And we talk about what? What I am about to receive, or the promises. Okay, that's about future. So in the end, we forget not, everyone read the last one. Forget not what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Okay? It's not saying that what he has given last time, it's about us receiving what he has already promised. Okay, that's the past. Present is about communion with him. What is God speaking to us? What is God convicting us? All right? Daily, it's so important to receive the fresh word from God, right? We can say we need our daily manna, but do we actually seek for our daily manna, right? Even the Israelites, the manna fall down, they have to go collect, right? There must be something, cannot be the manna fall right up, right straight in the mouth, right? Still got some action you need to do to get it, but God always have released it. God already poured. Yeah. It's up to us now to go and grab it. Amen?
Amen.
So let's end with this song, you know, just giving thanks to God for everything, whether we know it, whether we realize it, giving praise. Give thanks. A grateful heart.
Oh, okay.
Give thanks to the Holy One, yeah? Okay? Thank you, Lord.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
And that's what we'll conclude with this gratefulness, with thankfulness.
Because it's given, Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say,
as we conclude, because of Jesus, we can receive healing, we can receive daily word, we can receive all the corrections or conviction. And for those who want prayer, you can come down, or if you just want to come down as a sign of saying to God, Lord, when I come down here, I'm declaring my gratefulness, because there may be things I haven't even thanked for you, thank you for. But I praise the name of Jesus. I praise your name. I praise our Father in heaven.
Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. Is given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord.
This song, when last time, when I sing this song, all I could think of is Jesus on the cross. No, that's important. That's very, very important. Yes. But the word today is, don't leave Jesus on the cross. And I hope you know what I mean. Don't leave Jesus on the cross. That's all you are thankful for when this song about give thanks. The verse, give thanks. Jesus Christ, His Son. Because Christianity, for me now, God is speaking to me more and more. It's not about the past, what Christ has done, but to that effect, what is He doing now? Because we live in the now, right? We live in the present. We hope for the future. Yes. Right? Christianity is not just about, yeah, my sins are forgiven, I'm going to heaven. But what about now? Yes, Christ died on the cross for my sins, but what about now? You are still living. We live in the present. And I think the word when it says, and now let the weak say I am strong. When you first received Christ, do you think that is the first thing you said? No, right? I said, how come this song, to me, it didn't make sense to me, right? And now let the weak say I'm strong and let the poor say I'm rich. It's because after you have been born again, that's one time. And now, as you receive God's word, as you receive the revelation, then you go, oh, I'm not actually poor, I'm rich. I'm not actually weak, I'm strong. Amen. But that has got to do with the present word. Right? It's not about your born again spirit, because I put it practically and plainly, when we said our sinner's prayer, we didn't suddenly go, I am rich now, I am rich, I am strong. No, because it's during the time, the now, wherever that problem is, maybe there was an incident where the problem is so big, you feel so weak, right? But then you ask God, you seek God, you pray, and you get the word or you get the answer, then you go, wow, I'm strong, not because of who I am, but who He is. So today, whatever you are struggling with, maybe you are seeking for this, to be able to say this. I was poor, or I look at myself, why am I not having abundant life? Poor, but now I am rich. Lord, I feel so weak. Why am I struggling with this still? Habits, whatever cycle. I feel so weak, but now I feel strong. Maybe some of us are looking for that today. And maybe as a sign, if you want to come forward, but I'll just do a prayer, a general prayer for everyone, and then we'll just dismiss. But the ministry time will still go on. All right? Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the now word today. Even from this song that we're singing, Lord, we just declare for everyone here who is seeking you, seeking for that word, that answer, whether it be for healing or to break out of bondages. Let the saints say, I'm no longer poor. Amen. I am now rich because of Jesus Christ. I am no longer weak. I am strong because Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word today.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Amen. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because His name, Jesus.
Any prayer, we will be available to pray for you. If not, the service is over. Feel free.
Yeah.